So welcome everybody to the very last webinar Wednesday for 2020. Can't believe we've got here. We're a little over a week away from Christmas. My name is Stuart Lawler. As always, my colleague Carl Brayley is here with me. Carl, welcome back. Always nice to have you with us. And Sharon Lyons is back with us. Sharon, welcome back.
Hello.
Great to have you. We have Anna Steglin Tucker, who's with us on work placement, and Anna has the very important role of scorekeeping at the quiz today. So Anna, welcome. Thanks for joining.
Hello.
Now, today is our big Christmas quiz. We've talked about this for a while, the Webinar Wednesday big Christmas quiz. We want to have a bit of fun today. We're not doing anything too serious. We're going to take it a bit easy today. And we've brought six wonderful participants online here to join us for the Webinar Wednesday quiz. So let's introduce them and find out a little bit about them. So we have Derry Lawler from Dublin, not too far from us today. Derry, welcome to the quiz.
Hi, Stuart. Yeah, Derry here, keeping well.
Great to have you. How are you feeling about the quiz? Are you feeling happy?
No, a little bit nervous, and hopefully that's, I won't give all my points to somebody else.
Okay, once you get into it, there'll be no stopping you.
Yeah, exactly.
You're very
looking
welcome.
Forward to it. Thank you.
We've Mark Matthews. Mark, good afternoon.
Oh, hi, Stuart. How are you? It's good to finally speak to you.
Listen, great to have you. I know you've been attending some of our sessions, and thanks for coming along. How are you? Whereabouts are you in the UK?
I'm in Cardiff.
In Cardiff, okay.
In Wales, so yeah.
In Wales, okay. And how are you guys doing in terms of COVID? Wales was in lockdown a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, I think tier three. Well, I think if there were tier seven here, it would be something like tier four. So it's not good, but we're. I think we're possibly thinking from January things will be shut down for a few months, so we're just gearing up for that. I can work from home, so as the majority of
as most of us have been.
And my parents are just up the road from you, Mark, in Wales. Yeah, and they're being very well looked after by their neighbours, so thank you.
The lovely Mrs. Hope, lovely lady. Yeah. Okay, let's say hello to Julie Napier, regular Webinar Wednesday attendee. Hi, Julie.
Hiya.
Listen, great to have you. How are you?
All right.
And where about? I'm very bad on English geography, so please tell us where you are.
I'm from Liverpool.
Liverpool, okay. I can kind of, hear the accent, all right. So you feeling confident about the quiz today?
No.
Ah, you'll be fine. Now, you have your four-legged friend. What's your
guide dog? Just jumped up on the settee. Your guide dog's here as well.
What's your guide dog's name?
Winston.
Winston. Welcome, Winston. Winston's going to help with the quiz as well.
Oh, right, he looked around. Yes.
Julie, great to have you. We'll go back to Dublin and say hi to Oran O'Neill. Hi, Oran.
Hi, Stuart.
Oran and Larry. Larry, guide dog.
Yeah, Larry's poised and ready to answer the questions that are going to come up.
So you're feeling confident, Oran?
Well, Larry is.
Larry, okay.
I'm in no way feeling confident.
Great to have you. Hi to Lisa Redford. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Stuart.
Great to have you. How are you?
Thank you. Yes, I'm okay. Thank you. Looking forward to the quiz. Yeah.
And tell me, whereabouts in England are you?
I'm in Aylesbury in Buckinghamshire. I work for a sight loss charity called Bucks Vision, which is like the local sight loss society, and I'm in the office and they are letting me do this quiz in combination of lunch hour and work time, so thank you to them.
Big clap to Bucks Vision. great crowd. Let's give them a big thank you, Bucks Vision, for letting Lisa participate. Maybe you could give them a few quid from your Amazon voucher if you win it.
I will be doing just that.
I hope your boss isn't listening. Last but by no means least, way over in Canada is Caroline Taves. Hi, Caroline.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us. So what time is it where you are?
It is just 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock
just
in the morning.
8 a.m.
Oh, so you're 6 hours behind us.
Yep. Well, we're on Central Time.
You're on Central Time. Okay. And what part of Canada are you in?
Manitoba, Winnipeg.
So is it cold over there?
Yes.
Okay. And how are you feeling about the quiz today? You quietly confident?
I'm feeling pretty good, yes.
Okay, good. That's what we like to hear. All right, they are our six contestants. Thank you to all our contestants. I hope today is going to be good fun. Now, let's just explain the rules. There are six rounds, and each round has six questions. We'll be starting with a different contestant each round. And each correct answer is worth 2 points. If a contestant wishes, they can pass that question to the next contestant on the list, who, if they answer correctly, will get 1 point. But equally, a contestant may be strategic and may decide not to give it to the next contestant because that contestant might be catching up on them in terms of points. I really struggle to explain these rules, even though I wrote them. So I'm sorry if they're not very clear, but Sharon usually does a better job of them. But that's the basic idea. 2 points per correct round. And after every round, we will go over to Anna to give us a bit of an update on how things are looking. Okay. Any questions from our contestants?
No.
Otherwise, we're going to get going. And round one is on Christmas trivia. And there are 6 rounds. And we're starting this round with Derry from Dublin. So, Derry, you are the first question for today's quiz. What did the other reindeer not let Rudolph do because of his shiny red nose?
Play any of their reindeer games.
I'll take that. Join in any reindeer games. Yep, that's correct. Okay, 2 points. Great start, Derry. Next question is for Mark. Mark, how many ghosts show up in A Christmas Carol, the Charles Dickens classic?
You're asking now. I'm just going to have to take an opportunity guess. It's going to be wrong. Three.
Okay, the answer is actually 4. But no problem, Mark. I think we're getting a little bit of noise there in the background. I'm not sure where it's coming from, but anyway, we'll. Okay, next question is for Julie. Am I right? No, sorry, apologies. Yeah, next Christmas, Julie, it's all yours. Which Christmas song contains the lyric "Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way"?
Rocking around the Christmas tree
is correct. Hey, well done.
Oh,
right.
I've got a point.
Ew.
Oren.
Uh oh.
Which country started the tradition of putting up Christmas trees, Oren? Don't be Googling.
Which country? I don't know, Switzerland.
The answer is Germany.
Close.
Okay, very close. Right, Lisa.
Yeah.
In the movie Elf, what was the first rule of the Code of Elves?
Never seen the film. No idea. I will pass it to... Caroline.
Very generous of you. Great, great pass. Okay, so Caroline, if you'd like to try this in the movie Elf, what was the first rule of the Code of Elves?
I've never seen this movie either. Never heard
of it. Oh my God. End this webinar now.
Okay, Carol is disgusted. Unfortunately, that can't be passed on, so no problem, Caroline. The answer was treat every day like Christmas. Okay, and Caroline, this is your actual question.
Okay.
According to the song, what did my true love give to me on the 8th day of Christmas?
8 maids of milking.
Yes, 8 maids of milking is correct. Well done. Brilliant. So that is round one, guys. Well done to everybody. Will we have a quick look at the score, Anna, if that's okay?
Yeah, so we have Derry, Julie, and Caroline all on 2.
Ooh, okay. Very good. Derry? You okay, Sharon?
Yeah, no, it's fine. You're muted, Sharon.
Okay, so guys, okay. Now it's time for round 2, which is the audio round. Now, I do have to say that I designed this round, so I will take all responsibility for any issues you may have with the questions, okay? So we're going to start the first one, and this is Mark. You're starting this round. So we want to know, please, the name of the song and the name of the singer. Now, if you choose to just give one, you'll get a point, but we do need the name of the song and the name of the singer for 2 points. So here is question number 1. Raven. I have to tell you, I hadn't heard this song till very recently. Our national broadcaster here is using it, and it's a great song, as Derry says. Mark, do you have any thoughts on who that might be and the song?
I'm afraid I haven't got a clue, Stuart. I'm going to have to pass. I forget the rules. Can I pass it to anyone, or do I?
You can. You can pass it to Julie. Yeah, Julie.
Yep. I'll pass to Julie.
Julie, would you like to have a go?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, so the song is Ho Ho Ho, and it's by Sia.
And that was probably biased against the Irish audience, wasn't it?
I don't know.
No, okay.
I don't think so.
No, all right.
Welcome, Tony.
Thank you.
We were joined by Mr. Shrove. We're very lucky, and thank I don't
you.
Think that was
thank
biased.
Thanks for your input.
The Irish, yeah, thanks for your only comment.
All right.
Right, next question. Julie, this is your one. We want to know, please, the name of the song and the name of the singer. Have a listen to this. Okay, Julie, so that's your song.
I knew it. I mean, it's somewhere in my head, but it won't come. So I'll have to pass it to Oren.
You can pass it to Oren, yeah.
Oren, yeah, my sweet. You can have it.
Well, the song is Power of Love.
It is.
It was originally Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
It was.
And I have no idea the singer, so I'm going to just take a guess.
Okay.
I'm going to say Hozier.
Okay. It's not Hozier. It's actually Dalton Harris and James Arthur from X Factor 2018. So Dalton Harris was the winner of the X Factor. But you did get the Power of Love. I can't really give you half a point because it'll drive, as Anna will kill me for wrecking the scoring.
Go on, give us half a point.
It's up to Anna and Sharon. It's not up to me because it'll wreck their scoring sheet, I think.
Give us a point, for goodness sake.
I'm going to step in. I think you have to get it all correct.
Okay, yeah, now he is Beanie the producer.
Pants.
He's the producer. Okay, well, Oren, listen, you might get something back here because this is your question. So can you identify?
Three. Sorry, Stuart.
Sorry?
Question three.
Question three, yeah.
Okay.
So, Oren, can you identify the name of the song and the singer, or in this case, the group?
Can you just hold on just for 2 seconds, Stuart?
Yeah, it's Carl and it's
Sight and Sound Angels. Lisa, just to let you know, I have muted your audio.
Oh, yeah.
You're obviously in an office at the moment, and there is a lot of background noise coming through. So while it's like the music quiz and sound bites, we really need the people to be able to hear it. So I will let you unmute any second. Okay, sorry about that.
Okie doke. Right, Oren, here you go. A little bit of Spanish music into our day.
I was going to say Boney M.
Yes.
What's the name of the song?
Really?
What are they singing? They're singing.
How many times was it said?
Oh God, I don't know. I can't remember. I can't say it in the language.
I have to ask what is Tony intended for? Just only to heckle.
I did count about 312 times in that short clip.
The title is in the song, and I guess
like this.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Yeah. Give me the point.
He's fighting against himself.
I am.
Okay. Look, you got Boney M.
So I get a point, do I?
You sang, you kind of sang the words. So you were almost singing the title.
Yeah, go on, sing it, Oren. Sing it again.
Feliz Navidad.
Right, we'll give it to you. We'll give it to you because you sang it. It's Feliz Navidad by Boney M. Okay, we give it
to
you.
I only know that because I'm doing Spanish lessons.
Now, I think I've made a mistake because did Julie have her question?
Yes, I did. I didn't know it.
Yeah, it was the...
And Mark and Derry.
So, no, I haven't. Derry hasn't had his.
Derry hasn't.
Oh, sorry. I know what's
wrong. I'll take
wrong.
The bony end for Lisa.
Sorry, Derry. You haven't had yours. Okay, right. So the next question is for Lisa.
Yes.
So Lisa, we'll unmute you when the audio finishes.
Oh, right. Just unmuted myself. Never mind. I've done it now. Yeah.
Okay. That's fine, Lisa. Not a problem.
All right, Lisa. So here you go. We want to know, please, the artist, the name of the song, and the in this case, the artists, because there are two of them.
Can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see. Our see the day of glory. See the day when
for the record, it's probably my favorite Christmas song. What is it?
It's some little drummer boy Peace on Earth.
Yes.
I'm not sure of the artist. It might be another one by David Bowie and Bing Crosby. Not sure.
You got it. Well done. Fantastic.
I was hoping she'd pass that one to me.
Well, Caroline, you might get the next one. Okay. So, Caroline, here's your question five. Now, I do give you that this is actually quite a tricky one. And after I did it, I even said it to Sharon this morning. A little bit tricky.
And I said leave it in.
Sharon said leave it in, so blame Sharon.
I blame Sharon. This was a really tough round, and I honestly have no idea. I've never heard that before.
Would you like to pass it to Derry, or do you want to leave it?
Do you want to pass it to Budgies? The Budgies.
Yeah. I wish they knew. I'll pass it on to Derry.
Derry, you could get a point if you can name it for us.
Gosh, I wish I had your Winamp screen up now.
It only says Q5, by the way. It doesn't even give the title.
I don't know. I'm going to guess Sharon. No, I'm not going to guess. I'm going to guess, who was it? I'm going Norah Jones. Boom, 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 boom. I don't
know. not a bad guess in Norah Jones. I can understand why. It's actually Winter Song by Sarah Bareilles and Ingrid Michaelson.
Never got that.
You don't know Sarah Bareilles. She's very good. Okay. Last one, Derry, is yours. So you have a chance to grab 2 points here. Have a listen to this and tell us the name of the song and the singer.
I know one of the songs.
I think it's Merry Christmas by Shaken Stevens.
Yeah,
you got it. Well done. Well done. Okay, so guys, that's the end of the music round. I was kind of a little bit surprised at that, actually, for me. But well done, everybody. Let's have a look at the scores with Anna and see how we're getting on. Have we a leader, Anna?
Yes, we have Derry with 4, and then Julie and Oren, Lisa and Caroline with 2.
Okay, right. Derry, you're in the lead so far. That gift voucher could be close to you. let's just take a little break before we hand over to Sharon and have a quick chat with our contestants just to see how everyone's feeling. So, Derry, how are you feeling?
Yeah, good. Yeah, and I'll go and join the quiz and looking forward to Christmas, even though it'll be a different one this year. Yeah, doing good now. Yeah,
very different. Mark, how are you enjoying it all?
Yes, it's been very good. I've got a feeling I'm going to be getting the wooden spoon. But
There's loads of rounds to go yet. Don't worry, loads of rounds. Julie, yourself and Winston doing okay?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's nice seeing everybody. I mean, just a bit of fun, isn't it? It doesn't matter whether you win or you lose.
And that's the big thing we always said to people, have fun, is that's all what it's all about.
Yeah, and my work gave me the time to do this on their time. So
okay, do you want to give them a shout out? We'll shout out all the businesses or the workplaces that have helped to facilitate people to take part.
Yes, Liverpool City Council.
Liverpool City Council, everybody. Well done, Liverpool City Council.
I'm a trade union rep, so they do what I tell them.
And well done to the trade union that Julie works for. They gave her time off, so it's brilliant. And Oran and Larry are participating from Dublin. How's it going, Oran?
It's not going so well. Larry has gone back into the Encyclopedia Britannica to do some research before the next round. But he's also contemplating a little snooze. So he's kind of torn at the moment. And I think snooze is probably going to win out.
You know something? I have to say I agree with Larry. I think I'd do the snooze as well. Afternoon, you know, you kind of have that afternoon slump. You say, I just want a bit of a sleep. And let's see, Lisa, how are you getting on? Are you enjoying it so far?
Yes, thank you. I'm just glad I knew one of the answers. I feel a bit better now.
Well done. Well done. Very good. And Caroline, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Round was a bit tough, but I'm hoping to catch up in some of the other categories. I'm looking forward to the tech stuff. So
okay, well, the tech stuff is about to come up. So great. Well, listen, delighted everyone's enjoying it. I'm going to take a break and hand over to Sharon, who's going to give us round three, which is all about, as you would not be surprised because it's Sharon, it's all about keyboard shortcuts. So Sharon.
Hi, Stuart. Thanks for that. Right. Sorry, I'm just driving Anna mad with the
you guys are collaborating
scoring
on the
sheet. Right. I don't think you can tell I'm not
rigging
a
the votes.
No, these guys are beyond reproach, beyond bribery, beyond anything.
Okay, so my questions are all about shortcuts and not how to get from one side of Dublin to the other quickly. It's all about keyboard shortcuts. So, are we ready for this? Because I know that a lot of these people, are you all on my weekly email list? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So, who's up first? This is a question for...
So this would be Julie would be first this time. Oh,
Julie. Now, Julie, are you ready?
Yeah.
Question one. There are two shortcuts for focusing on the Windows desktop. Windows M and Windows plus M and Windows plus D. What is the difference in the behavior of these two shortcuts?
I know it, but I can't explain it. One sort of just minimizes everything else and shoves it out the way. The Windows M one. That sort of minimizes all the apps.
Yeah.
The other one focuses you straight onto the desktop, or should do.
Okay. Yep. I think that's pretty much... I'm not sure if I need a little bit more.
Oh, come on.
Aaron's very strict on these answers.
Give her a point.
Give me a point. A little one.
No, I think you're kind of there.
Puppy dogs, you won't give us a point.
Oh, no, don't do the puppy dog eyes on me, Winston. Come on.
I'm cleaning my glasses, you know.
Stuart, yeah.
Sorry. Please don't bring me into this. I didn't do this round. I have nothing to do with this. I think Julie did describe it pretty well, though.
Yeah, Windows M minimizes everything out of the way. And what did you say Windows D does?
That sort of focuses you directly onto the desktop from wherever you are. If you're sort of in Outlook or something where you don't really want to be and you press Windows D, it should take you straight back to the desktop.
I think that's perfect.
Yeah?
I can't explain it any other way because I need to clean my glasses.
Yep. Yeah. No, I think you've got it. Yeah. So Windows M just minimizes everything. Windows D goes between your what you're working on and straight to the desktop. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, puppy, we got a point.
Go on.
You've That's got your two points, Julie.
Question one for Julie, 2 points.
Wait a minute, I'll give you a stroke. Wait, there. No.
Okay.
So Oren is next.
Oren.
Hello.
Okay, question two. What is the shortcut to toggle Windows Narrator on and off?
The shortcut is Windows, Control, and Enter.
Yes.
Well done.
Yes, Windows, Control, and Enter will switch Narrator on, and it will also switch it off. Gosh, I'm very impressed so far. Lisa.
No, I'll probably let the side down.
Oh, no, don't say that. Don't say that. Okay. Oh, actually, this is a bit of a tricky one.
Thanks. Sorry. No good. I like the Christmas trivia rubbish much better than this stuff. Yeah. Right, go on.
It's random. Yeah, yeah. It's random, these questions. Mm. Like, I just kind of put them in a kind of order. So how do you close Windows Magnifier with a keyboard shortcut?
Oh, sorry, I use a screen reader, so I don't actually think that's a fair question, if I'm honest.
They are random, though, so I suppose we can't...
I don't think that's fair, because I've never used a magnifier. I don't think that's a fair question. What does everybody else think?
I'm going to pass this back to Carl.
Carl, go Carl.
to be fair, Lisa, they are randomly allocated, so we don't, you know, I suppose it is kind of difficult.
Pass, maybe.
But you could pass it. You could get a point for a colleague.
No, I don't. I really, really don't think that's a fair question. I'm sorry. I don't. And so I'm not passing it. Sorry.
Okay.
Thank you.
What was the answer, Sharon?
The answer is, and it's very useful to have in case you switch Windows Magnifier on and you didn't mean to, is Windows Escape. Windows Escape.
Okay, let's go to Caroline then. Caroline and the Budgies.
Caroline. Hello. Hello. Hello, Budgies. Question five is, because I'm a Google girl, this is a Google shortcut. What is the shortcut to perform a search in Google web-based apps?
Control E.
In Google web-based apps. I know what you're thinking.
I don't. I thought it was Control E everywhere. I guess maybe not.
Oh. Unfortunately, not in Google. That's Google has its own set of things, shortcuts.
I'm not going to pass it to Derry because Derry's getting
very strategic.
Very well played.
Yeah, well played. Okay. So, what was the answer then, Sharon?
The answer is a forward slash. So, okay. Yeah.
I learned something today.
But control, what did you say, Control E?
Control
E. Yeah, is search in Outlook. Search
well, it's like
file
pretty
explorer.
Much everywhere. Yeah, so, yeah.
Or F3. F3 does the same thing. Search everywhere and in Windows. But Google, everywhere in Google. So on Google Drive, Google Calendar, Google Mail, if you do a forward slash, it'll take you to the search box and you can type
in
your
search. That's good to know because I am a huge Google person, so... I never knew that one.
And actually, it hasn't been a shortcut of the week yet. I was moving on to it at some point. So now, where are we?
So next is Derry.
Hang on 1 minute there. Just talk amongst yourselves for a minute.
Okay. So... just remember the bit, and remember as well, if there's any if people want to type in the chat, if you don't know, if any of our contestants don't know something, you can write the answer in the chat if you think you know it.
If you write in quickly, be great.
By pressing Alt and H.
Okay. So, Derry.
Hello.
What does the shortcut Shift F3 do in Microsoft Word?
Ooh, find previous search.
Shift F3?
Is it? No, F3. I don't have pass on to Mark, is it?
Okay.
Matthew.
Mark?
Shift F3, you say, yeah?
Yep.
I was going to say find previous occurrence, but if there has already said that, I guess that's incorrect. So I'm afraid I don't know that.
Okay. And there's no more passes, is there?
No.
So shift F3 will...
Oh, it's a change case.
Yes.
Hey, well done. Yes. You got a point.
Sorry.
A point.
Yep, well done.
Well done, Mark.
Well done, Mark. So that's a point for Mark. Grand. Okay, final question, which is for Mark. Okay. What is Stuart's favourite shortcut?
This is going to have to be a complete stab in the dark.
No, don't worry. I'm just kidding.
Oh, sorry.
It was just in case anyone remembered a certain podcast a long time ago. But no, it's not fair if you don't know, if you're not familiar with that. But I'll give you the actual question.
I've got a threat control shift and then from the new folder, but that's probably...
It is!
Very good.
Well done. Well done. And it's so funny because we did a podcast years and years ago. When was it, Stuart? 2015. About 5 years ago, we were doing a podcast on shortcuts and it was on file management. And I mentioned this to Stuart. And what happened in the podcast, my reaction and Stuart's reaction was really funny. And I think you found the clip, didn't you, Stuart?
Yeah, we trolled through a very old podcast series we did for a previous employer here in Dublin. And here's the clip that Sharon asked me to pull out of the archive. So here's what happened in July 2015.
And it's very easy to create a new folder as well. There's a keystroke. So if I wanted to create a new folder in my documents area, I would do Control, Shift, and N.
Control, Shift, N, edit, new folder, type of text.
So Control, Shift, N, yeah.
I just want to tell people listening to this podcast, and I'm deadly serious, I have just learned a new shortcut live.
No way.
I did not know that keystroke.
I thought you taught me that one. Oh, okay, that must have been another one. Then.
Because the way I used to create a folder, and yours is much more efficient, I used to use that all-important applications key you and I talked about before.
And then go to new,
enter.
Find a Microsoft Word find a folder, yeah.
Stuart learns a new keystroke on the podcast. Brilliant. Thank you.
I didn't think that was possible.
So Control, Shift, and N to create a new folder.
There you go.
Do you remember that, Mark?
Yes, I do, yep.
Yes, wow.
Well done, Mark. Great
That's
great
answer. Impressive. Excellent. Okay.
Thank you for the shortcuts, Sharon.
No
great,
problem.
Great round. Some interesting, really great questions. Let's go back over to Anna and get a look at the scoreboard now.
Okay, so we have Derry, Julie, Oren, all on 4, Mark on 3, and Lisa and Caroline on 2.
Okay, so there's a few getting tight up at the top anyway. Okay, so we're going to go straight into round 4. Round 4 is name the voice from the assistive technology industry. So you'll be played clips, and you just have to tell us who the person is.
Sorry, Stuart, did Mark get 2 points for the answer to that question? I thought you should have been 5.
Did Mark get 2 points, guys?
Yeah.
You got
3. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Jerry. That's very good of you looking out for a fellow participant.
Take a point.
So we're going to play 6 clips. All you have to do is tell us who is speaking in the clip. You don't have to tell us the company. If you want to, you can, but just the name is enough for this. So we're starting this time with Oren, I believe, if my calculations are correct.
Right.
Oren, best of luck. Here is voices from the assistive technology industry. And here is the first voice.
There's a lot of braille displays on the market now, so it can be quite difficult to choose, you know, what you kind of want from a display. But ours, we wanted to design a braille display that was kind of lower price, but also had quality build about it.
So that is the voice of somebody from the assistive technology industry.
I haven't a clue, but I think he's talking about the Oort reader.
Hmm. Do you want to pass it?
Yeah, I'll pass it to who's next, Julie?
Lisa.
Or Lisa.
Lisa, do you have any thoughts?
I'm going to guess. Is it Carl?
No.
Oh,
no, they're far too knowledgeable.
Sounded like you. Anyway, that was my guess.
Okay,
anyway.
Good guess. It's actually a guy called Martin Roberts, from Humanware. So Martin, that was Martin talking at Site Village in 2015. We've pulled all these from old podcasts, by the way. Okay, Lisa, the next one is yours. And this is question two. Who is this person speaking?
It's now vastly improved for the internet. Makes using the internet a lot easier. A lot of websites now are putting these things called landmarks on a website. And there's a hotkey built into Supernova, which is a semicolon key, which will take you to a landmark.
Okay, Lisa.
I do recognize that voice. Oh my goodness. I don't think this is right, but I'm going to have a guess. But I'm sure it's wrong. Steve Nutt?
Not bad. I can see. No, it's actually Dave Salisbury.
Not far off, is it?
Not far off at all. Okay. Caroline, you are next. So.
Oh, boy.
Well, same thing. Who is the voice on this clip?
And the keystroke that we've set up for this, I expect that this will not change, so hopefully you'll remember. You go into layered mode with insert space and hit the letter J, and it puts you into a on-screen edit field.
Eric Damery.
Well done. Very good. Right, Derry, you're up next. Sorry, when my computer responds. Derry, who is this voice?
When the machine starts, when it's fully loaded, you should hear something
no
like this.
No bother to you. Very good. Okay. Mark, you're next. So who is this voice?
What's exciting about it is that when you make your first call, you'll actually go through an onboarding session with the agent. And this session is really critical because it teaches you as the explorer.
To be fair now, this one is maybe a little tough. I did say it, but Sharon said leave it in. Blame Sharon.
I think I'm going to have to pass that one too, sorry.
Okay, so you can pass it to Julie.
Julie, yep.
It's not Glenforth, is it?
It's not, no. It's actually a guy called Greg Stilson from IRA.
Oh, that's
Greg is Canadian. I'm sure Caroline knows Greg.
Actually, he's American.
He's American. Gosh, my apologies. Oops, that was a big mistake. I should go home now, actually.
Burn.
Sincere apologies. Right. Julie, your last but by no means least. Who is this voice?
Along the way, I managed to get out to Cornwall for a week and actually get abroad to Greece for a week. And that was very nice. Not possibly for the Greek retailers who, like us, are suffering from just having no tourism.
Now, Julie, do you know who that might be?
I think it's Steve Nutt.
It's not Steve Nutt. Would you like to pass it?
Oren, do you want it? Yeah, you can have it.
Yeah.
Go on, Oren.
Take it, yeah.
Yeah.
But I've just forgotten the gentleman's surname, but it's Glenn, the CEO of Sight & Sound.
I think that's more than enough. Okay, well done. Very good. It's Glenn Tukey, CEO of Sight & Sound.
Everybody thinks everybody's Steve Nutt today.
And it's funny, I was going to put Steve into this quiz, and then I somehow didn't make the final cut. So anyway, Steve's getting a good shout out if he's listening on the podcast, and he also a friend of our sessions. He did a webinar with us during the year.
Yeah, great honor.
So well done, everybody. We'll be pop back to Anna and see how we're getting on.
Okay, so we have Derry on 6, Oren on 5, Julie and Caroline on 4, Mark on 3, and Lisa on 2.
Ooh, thank you, Anna. Okay, it's getting very tight. The next round could change all that, of course, with Carl's Christmas movies. So we'll hand over to Carl.
If I can find it.
And just by the way, to say, if people who are tuning into us, attending, you can type in the chat if you want to say anything or make any comments or give any answers after our contestants have had a go.
That's it. You keep them talking for a second. Okay. Carl is now in and get the answers up.
Carl is now pulling his round five together, which is movies. And after that, we're going back to the assistive technology to have some assistive technology history. That'll be our sixth round and indeed final round. And then we'll be announcing the winner of the gift voucher.
Right then, so I haven't actually got the answers up, so someone else is going to have to.
I have the answers. Yeah.
Right, brilliant. So first question: who was the first one to? I've lost the running order as well now.
Oh, I think is it Lisa? Round five,
first person now is Lisa. Yeah.
Oh, no pressure then.
Oh, hang on, I'm now on slide two as well. Right, here we go, Lisa. So what we need from you is to name the celebrity and the film, please. So are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. Oh, for goodness sake, I'm having an absolute moment.
So that's it, I'm not going. All right. I'll swing by for a minute, but I'll be fashionably late. No, yes, no, yes, no, yes!
All right, Lisa.
Oh, hang on. I may have accidentally muted her.
Lisa, you're unmuted.
Yeah, it's not Sean Connery, is it?
Not a bad guess, actually. I can understand.
I'm not going to, that's incorrect. Do you want to pass it to whoever is next in the...
Yeah, I will. Yes, I do, definitely. Because so I don't know it.
Lisa, you can pass it to Caroline if you wish.
Pass it to Caroline, yeah.
Okay, I don't know the name of the movie, but I know that that is Humphrey Bogart.
No.
It isn't?
No.
It sounded like him.
Even I know this one. I don't want to say even I know this one. I actually do know the answer to this one. It's Grinch and Jim Carrey.
But don't worry, Caroline. The next question is yours. Well, there you go. Right,
here we go then, Caroline.
Sarah! Oh, my God! Is Santa here? I know him. I know him.
Right, this is not going to help you because earlier you said you hadn't seen it.
Oh, that was going to be the question.
Well, obviously it's from Elf then.
Yes, that's half of it correct.
It's the character.
I don't recognize that voice. When he was screaming, he kind of sounded like Weird Al Yankovic, but I know that's probably not right.
Do you want to pass it over to Derry?
No. No.
Oh, come on, Karen. Come on, don't be mean.
Oh, I love this. Yeah,
brilliant, on. Brilliant.
No, oh, that's amazing.
She's entitled to not pass it. Okay, so that was Will Farrell.
Being Farrell.
I can't speak.
I wouldn't know.
Will Farrell being Farrell.
You won the eggnog, Stuart.
Yeah.
You've done something.
It's pies.
Okay. So question three is for Derry.
Right, Derry. This one's sweet. Oh, hang on.
Will Farrell being Farrell.
It's Elf.
Carol, are you on the eggnog?
Elf.
I wish I bloody was. Right. Here we go, Derry.
Hill 3. We just crossed it. Latitude 66 degrees, 33 minutes. The Arctic Circle. And do you see those lights in the distance? They look like the lights of a strange ocean liner sailing on a frozen sea.
Gosh, I don't know. That's terrible. I know it's not. I'm going to have to pass that. I don't know.
Pass it to me.
I'll pass it to...
You can only pass it to Mark.
Oh, no!
Yeah, Mark, I'll pass it to you, Mark.
Do you want to have a guess, Mark?
I haven't got a clue, so I'll show you the guesses.
Okie doke. So,
for no points, Oren.
No points. It's Tom Hanks and it's Polar Express.
Well done. Well done. Wow. Well done.
Oh, I saw that the other day and I still didn't know it.
Okay, so Mark.
Oh, hang on. That's playing the same clip. I don't know why this. It's because it's on going through blooming the PDA.
Nothing but a bunch of sleep.
Right, hang on 2 seconds. I'll start that again for you. Who was this one for? Mark.
Mark, yep.
Nothing but a bunch of sleazy con men in red suits.
What did you call us?
You heard me right. Con men, thieves, degenerates, lowlifes, thugs, criminals.
Okay, I've got to confess, guys. I'm not a film buff, so I'm going to have to pass to Julie. Is it Julie?
I think I know the film, but I don't know who it is. I think it's one of the crooks from Home Alone.
I'll be back. Get to the chopper. That was just trying to give you a little
that's Carl's comedy piece midway through.
Sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
There you go. Was in fact Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
And wow.
Jingle All the Way. There we go. Okay. Who's next?
Next is young Oren. Oh no, sorry,
nobody,
Julie.
Nobody got that.
Nobody. Next is young Julie.
Julie, this one's for you. Nice, easy one.
8 years old. You think I'd be here alone? I don't think so.
I know the film. A very big one with that.
I know the
film. Pass it to me, Julie. Go on.
Certainly not. No. It's the kid from Home Alone, but I can't. Yes. I don't know who it is.
Oh, I've got to get a point. Come on.
No.
Come on.
I know this one.
DR Petal. You can have it.
Oh, Julie. You're amazing.
Right, Oren.
Carly Culkin and Home Alone.
Which one, though?
Home Alone 1.
Home Alone. Let's have a look. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
In fairness, we would have just accepted Home Alone is fine because that's all we've ever written down.
That's brilliant.
And this is Oren's question.
Right then. Are you ready?
No.
With the pleasure we feel it arrive.
Ah, brilliant.
It's a season when the saints can employ us to spread the news about peace and to keep love alive.
What's that? Oh, no. There we go.
Hiya, hiya, hiya!
So Kermit the Frog, and is it A Very Muppet Christmas?
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh my God, he doesn't get it. Excellent.
That's not correct.
Wrong. No.
Well, I can. Well, wait. No, I can pass it, can't I?
You can pass it. Yeah, you can.
To Lisa.
Pass to Lisa.
I shall pass it to Lisa.
Oh, thank you. Now it could be one of two. It's definitely Kermit. We all knew that. I'm going to say A Muppet's Christmas Carol.
Well done.
Well done.
Right.
Well done,
Lisa. Very good. Okay. Well done, Carl. Great round. Great movies. And expertly executed. So well done. If we're ready to go back and have an update on the scoring.
Anna. So Derry and Oren are on 6. Julie and Caroline are on 4. And Mark and Lisa are both on 3.
Okay, guys. This could be the decider. The assistive technology history round. Otherwise, we're going to have to go to sudden death with some tiebreaker questions.
You mean I'm going to have to shoot Derry?
So it's assistive technology land. This is assistive technology history. How good is your AT history? We will soon find out. So we're going to start with Caroline this time. So Caroline, you ready?
I think so.
In 1987, Dean Blasey launched a specialized product. The expectation at the time was that his company would sell approximately 100 of these. They actually went to sell over 50,000. What product are we talking about?
I owned one of these. It's the Braille and Speak.
Perfect. Well done. Great start. Superb. Okay. Next one question is for Derry. Derry, in what version of Microsoft Windows did the narrator screen reader first appear?
Oh, I don't know if it's an XP. I'm going to go Windows 7.
Okay, it's not Windows 7. Would you like to pass it?
Yeah, go on, pass
it. You can pass it to Mark. Mark, would you like to have a go at this? And what version of Microsoft Windows did Windows screen reader narrator first appear?
I've got a feeling that's XP.
It's very close. It's not XP. It was actually Windows 2000, would you believe?
Oh, was it Windows?
Yeah. Wow. It was. A very, very basic version, but it was in Windows 2000. Okay.
What a horrible version of Windows.
Mark, the next one is yours. What assistive technology company started out as John Bradburn Computer Systems in 1979?
Was that Titan Sound?
It was. Well done. 2 points.
What were we called?
John Bradburn Computer Systems. Julie, this is yours. Aladdin and Pico were low vision hardware devices made by what assistive technology company?
Puppy dog, will you help me?
Aladdin and Pico. And we are going back now. We're going back a fair bit with this question.
I've never heard of either of them, Oren. You can have a petal.
Oh, thank you.
My goodness.
Doesn't mean I know the answer. I'm going to guess and say enhanced vision.
Okay, not a bad guess. It's actually telesensory. Went out of business a very long time ago. Okay, Oren, this is you. Oh. The Talk screen reader, which ran on many Nokia handsets, was designed by the late Torsten Brand and his business partner. What was his business partner's name?
No idea.
Okay. Do you want to pass it to Lisa?
Yeah, I'll pass it to Lisa.
Lisa, would you like to have a go at that one?
Oh, gosh, I have no idea. I know the software. What was his name? The late.
So Torsten Brand was the late Torsten Brand, and his business partner.
Oh, the late Torsten Brand, so his business partner. Yeah. No idea. Okay. No, I'm gonna just guess. No, I can't even guess. I don't know.
Okay, it was a guy by the name of Marcus Grober or Gruber. They were both from Germany, from Hanover, I think. Okay, and Lisa, this is yours. It's the very last question of the quiz. So this is your one. In what version of Jaws did the remote control service called Tandem first appear? So it's the one that lots of people use nowadays for tech support and helping out with training sometimes and things like that. But what version of Jaws?
I'm going to just have a wild guess. 7.1.
Okay, it's not bad. It was actually in version 10.
No, later than
that. So
we'd never have got that.
Well done, guys. That was our assistive technology history.
Wow.
Just want to give a sec for the scoring to be done up before we go any further. We may have to go to tie breaks. I don't know. So while we're doing that, let's quickly go around the table. Derry, how are you feeling?
I'm much better. That was I enjoyed the quiz. I was very nervous at the beginning and not too bad now. So thank you very much.
You did very, very well. I mean, everybody did really well, by the way, and everybody had a bit of fun. Mark, how are you doing?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been a really good experience.
You enjoyed it?
I had two right anyway. So,
yeah, everybody did. And you know something? I think some of the questions were, you know, were different levels, but well done. Very, very good. Julie, how's yourself and Winston?
Oh, it's not. I mean, winning really didn't matter to me because I never do win in these things. Oh. But it's just such fun being with you all and, you know, knowing we're just all together. It's just nice.
Yeah, it's been really, I have to say, it's been a really, really nice afternoon. And it's not over yet because we have a bit of...
Stuart, at last you've met the being on the ends of all those desperate SOS emails.
Yeah, Julie sends us emails and gets in touch and a couple of them after each webinar Wednesday. So it's really nice.
I won't even dare to tell you what I did on Sunday. I'm too ashamed, but I sorted it.
Okay, that's always good. If it's sorted, it's good. You don't have to confess. Oren, how's Larry and yourself? Larry doing well?
Larry has, yeah, he's ashamed of me and he's taken to the bed.
And so he should be.
Is he on the settee with you, Oren?
He was a second ago. Now he's going out to his mummy who's in the kitchen.
Well, my puppy dog's on the settee, but I've got my hand on him now. My left hand, I've got my hand on him. And he's just on the settee by me.
Lisa, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm glad I know I said sorry, I said about one of the questions being unfair, but I'm glad I knew a couple of them.
You did very well. You did very
I've got
well.
The most important one, the Muppets Christmas Carol.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Which, by the way, Lisa, was the only one of that whole movie round that I knew, because I'm useless at that stuff as well.
The same here.
Really useless. Caroline, how are you doing?
Doing good. I think a lot of these rounds kind of balance themselves out.
It's been a great afternoon. So let's go over Anna. I suppose the big question is, do we have a winner, first of all?
We have a three-way tie.
Right. So who's in the three-way tie?
Derry, Oren, and Caroline.
Okay.
They vote for a wrestling match.
This is gonna be tough. Okay. Hadn't quite worked out how this bit's going to happen. So we're really trying.
We weren't quite expecting a three-way tie.
We can just pay them all 33 and a turd.
33 and a turd?
I think the 33, you've earned the turd now.
Okay, three-way ties are always exciting. We're going to try to get a couple of questions between... between maybe some of the previous rounds and a couple of categories from previous rounds, and go at it again. Okay, so we'll do a shortcut and we'll do something else and we'll see how it goes. Rather than sort of just picking one person to start, I'm going to ask Mark to help us, because Mark is not in the final three. He's impartial. So Mark, will you pick a number from 1 to 3? 1 is Derry, 2 is Oren, and 3 is Caroline. If you pick a number, please.
Go for 3.
3. So, Caroline, this is your question.
Okay.
Right. Caroline, how would I OCR a document in JAWS if it was on a flatbed scanner?
Okay, so you would do the JAWS key with space, and then O, and then A.
Is correct. So Caroline gets 2 points. Well done. Still in the game, Caroline. Okay, Mark, go between 1 and 2, please.
We'll go for 1.
1. Okay, that's Derry.
Oh, Derry.
Derry, best of luck. Okay. Derry, what was the name of the mobile computer which was brought out by Freedom Scientific in the early 2000s. Well, I didn't even have to finish the question. Pac-Mate, well done. Omni. 2 Pac-Mate points. Omni. Pac-Mate, okay. Pac-Mate or Pac-Mate Omni, I wouldn't mind it. Either one is fine. Okay, so well done. Very good. Oren, your question. What activity has more than 15% of the population in A&E in America every Christmas? So, sorry, what Christmas activity has more than 15% of Americans ending up in A&E every Christmas?
Putting up the Christmas tree and lights.
I'm going to give you that. It's putting up Christmas decorations. I really have to give you that. That's very, very good.
Oh, thank God.
Okay. Okay. Right. Guys, I'm really not expecting this. We really are struggling here. So please give us a sec while I go to the next level of the quiz. In the meantime, if anyone from the audience, does anyone in the audience want to sort of say anything who's been, maybe if you've been attending a webinar Wednesday since the start, or you've been attending a lot, and if you're in the audience, then if you want to raise your hand and say hello to us, we will happily unmute you. If you want to give any inspiration to our three remaining contestants, please feel free to do so. We'd be delighted to do that. Anybody would like to say anything or say hello or any?
We've got a couple of hands. Sorry, I'm not even paying attention.
Terry, it's all right.
All yours, Terry Ann. Just unmute yourself.
Hello there, everybody. I haven't been here for a while. And,
Terry, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well, thanks.
So you all set for Christmas?
No. I am so far woefully behind in figuring out what gifts to get people and how to get them to them and the whole bit. I am not ready.
So have you enjoyed the quiz? How do you think our contestants did? Do you think they're great?
Oh, I enjoyed the quiz. It's a brilliant idea. And the contestants, you know, when you're under pressure like that, I think they did a great job. They're all to be commended. Yeah,
they really have been fantastic, haven't they?
They've been very absolutely. Good. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. And were you sort of, were you backing anyone? Was there anyone who was your kind of your big favorite? Did you kind of think, oh, I'm going to hang, you know, this one's going to win?
You might need to.
She was backing the Irish guy.
He hated the Irish guys.
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
Was there anyone in particular you were backing? Were you watching anyone and saying they're going to win?
Well, I guess because I'm from the U.S., I guess I was kind of pulling for the Canadian.
Okay, listen, Terry. Nice. Great to hear from you. So, thank you very much.
Yes, and a happy holiday, Merry Christmas to everybody.
And to you.
If you want to get technical, I am an American living in Canada, so there you go.
Excellent.
I think the budget should ask a question.
We have a couple more hands, Stuart, if you want to.
Let's bring someone else in then.
John Doherty, all yours.
How's it going?
Hello, who's this?
Oh, it's John.
John, how are you? How are you keeping? You're a regular Webinar Wednesday attendee up in Donegal.
Yeah.
How's the weather in Donegal today? Tell us.
Oh, it's actually very good. It's it's quite nice out there.
Good stuff.
There, I thought my name had come up there, so it did. But I just want to say thanks for all the Webinar Wednesdays. I think it's passed an hour or two in the day.
So
everything's been great. No, everything's been brilliant, actually. So I've learned a lot from it, actually. Your voice is...
Well, we'll be back in January. So thanks for chatting to us, John. Great to hear you.
Okay. You do, guys.
Okay.
Thanks, John. One more.
Right.
Quickly. Maeve, I think. I don't know. I get it wrong all the time. I think I've got your name wrong about 15 different times. Mrs. Smith? There's only one other person with their hand in the air.
Okay, while you're doing that, Carl, I'm going to just go back to our quiz. We'll try and see, can we get a winner? Because I'm conscious Derry has an Indian table booked.
I do, yeah.
5:30, he needs to get out. Okay, so guys, we're going to go to a sort of a sudden death again. So if you get a question wrong, you're gone. And we'll just keep playing till... we have no one left, basically. We have one person left. So these are Christmas trivia. And it's going to be all Christmas trivia from now on. So let's start this with... we started last time with Caroline. Let's start this time with Oren. So Oren, the movie Miracle on 34th Street is based on a real-life department store. Can you tell us what it is?
Saks Fifth Avenue.
It's Macy's.
Oh, sorry.
Oren, I'm sorry. Okay, it's Derry and Caroline are left to play.
There's a weird outcome as well.
So let's see how we get on. Derry, you're next. What are the two other most popular names for Santa Claus?
Saint Nicholas.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Claus. And Father Christmas.
I'm actually going to take that. And the reason I'm going to take it is my thing says St. Nicholas and Chris Kindle. I've never heard him called Chris Kindle. I've heard of Father Christmas.
Chris Kringle.
I'm going to take Father Christmas, though, as well. So you're still in the game. Right. Caroline, Elvis.
All right, no pressure.
Elvis Presley is going to have a white Christmas. He's going to have a what Christmas?
Blue Christmas.
Blue
Christmas.
Derry, what do people traditionally put on top of a Christmas tree?
A fairy or a star.
Oh, which one?
I'll go a star. I'll go non-religious. I'll go star.
The answer is an angel.
Oh, no. Bye-bye.
I'm sorry, Derry. Caroline, yeah. You're the winner.
Hooray.
Well done. Okay, you've
well
won
done. Well done, Caroline.
Voucher.
And that'll work out at about $172 Canadian.
And well done to all our players. Seriously, well done. And thanks for everyone for having a bit of crack. I'm sorry we had to go to sudden death at the end, but appreciate everybody's patience while we try to organize that at last minute. Guys, thank you everybody for participating. Thanks to our 6 participants, to Oren, to Derry, Caroline, Mark, Julie and Lisa. Totally enjoyed having you
on. Thank you.
Been brilliant. Thank you so much for having us. This is great.
And thanks to everybody for a great Webinar Wednesday series. We thoroughly enjoyed being with you this year. We're back in January. We're going to be back on the 13th of January. That's a Wednesday, where we're going to be talking about some new technology called Envision. And I think you're going to really enjoy this one. So come back on the 13th of January and Carl will be talking us through the Envision smart glasses and the app and all the great things that Envision is doing that we're very excited to be showing. A thank you to everyone who's supported Webinar Wednesday during the year, to all of the people who've presented. We've had loads of companies who've joined us from many different walks of assistive technology life. We've also covered a lot of bigger issues outside of AT, and we plan to do that in the future as well. Thanks to all my own colleagues in Sight and Sound, of course, Carl, who wouldn't this Yay. Would not work without. Thanks to Sharon, and of course to Glenn Tookie, our CEO, and to Anna, who's been keeping scores all day today. Hardest job of the quiz, I think. So Anna, yeah. Thank you very much.
Well done, Anna.
Well done,
job
Anna.
To, what a job to have to do on work placement. So we're back on the 13th. Have a very happy Christmas, safe and peaceful, and stay safe and stay healthy over Christmas, and a very happy 2021, and we hope it's going to be a lot better than 2020.
Sorry, excuse me, it's Lisa. Can I go on Sharon's shortcut list, please,
oh,
for
yes,
the emails? Thank you very much, Sharon.
Lisa,
get ready
if
for next year, Lisa, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. That's a revision.
Lisa, if you're happy, I will pass your email on to Sharon.
Yes, please do.
I'd be interested in that as well. I'm a shortcut junkie.
I'll send yours as well, Caroline, then, if you're happy. Yeah. Okay, thanks everybody. Stay safe and stay well. Talk to you all soon.
Thank you so much.
Happy New Year, guys.
Thank you, Stuart.